Hey, everybody. We're here. We're back for real this time. I'm Evan Paul. I am joined by Owen Patterline. Hi, Owen.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm very excited about this thing that we're doing right here, right now, on this audio feed, on this video feed. I am now going to explain what it is that we're doing and then sort of hand things off to you. So this is, hopefully everybody has noticed by looking at the title of this, that this is the official restarting of the Fifth Trooper podcast. Those of you with elephant like memories will perhaps remember that it was literally a year ago, I think, that Jay Schlansky did a episode where he was talking about restarting the Fifth Trooper podcast. And then this thing happened after that, which is to say that he got a new job, a much more intense job. And it's one that he likes doing, but he realized pretty quickly that it was not leaving any room pretty much at all for like doing his own independent regular podcasting, which sort of started the train that the chain reaction of unfortunate events that led to me being in charge of this website now, which is where things are now. I'm glad I am. I'm just not sure if Jay knew what he was getting when he decided to go this way. But hopefully I am honoring the legacy that he started. And a big part of that was that I wanted to get this podcast restarted, the Fifth Trooper feed, to have something that is just like focused on this other part of Legion, this part that's maybe not like super hyper competitive. I'm gonna let Owen sort of talk about what his vision is, but before we get into all that, Owen, we found you when we were doing an APB a couple months ago, and you sent me an email, and we chatted, and I think that you and one other person that we're going to be mentioning here in a couple minutes would be a good fit. So welcome, Owen. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I saw the bat signal that you guys threw up, and I answered the call.
Yeah.
I'm Owen. I have been doing this as in Star Wars Legion, for about 15 months now. I started exactly as 2.6 hit. So this is all I know. Every time anybody who's just like, well, old Legion, I don't know old Legion. So that means nothing to me. And I appreciate that. I think that it gives us a nice viewpoint of newer players, people who want to come into Legion and don't know how, or want to come in and don't know where to start. This is going to be a place for that, and that's going to be my viewpoint coming into with this podcast, is to be able to give that exact thing to us. I've just started learning and playing. I've been playing, like I said, for over a year. So I've got games underneath of my belt, and I have just fallen in love with the community here and the game in itself. And so I thought, it's like, hey, let me do this and keep spreading the joy of Star Wars Legion. And hopefully we can grow as a community, both as the Fifth Trooper and also as Legion fans, and get more people into the game and make it more of a thing. So that's kind of why I wanted to come and do this, even though I'm very bad at the game. I started listening to their podcast because I need help. that was the game plan, was listen to Notorious Scoundrels to learn how to get good. Listen to us to have fun with Star Wars and Star Wars Legion.
Owen, of course, is specifically referring to the Kyle Dornbos and Mike Barry era of the Notorious Scoundrels, which is, you know, halfway shifted to the Evan Paul and Mike Barry era, where the average quality of play and advice is maybe down a little bit. But hey, as long as I'm keeping people entertained, that's the thing we try and focus on. But it's true that we are, on the Scoundrel side, we're going to remain, you know, more focused on trying to like get optimal plays, list reviews from recent grand tournaments, you know, trying to sort of like squeeze efficiency out of units, where I dare say, Owen, that this cast is going to be more about the fun the fun parts of the game. That, by the way, because we're talking about fun, that is why Mike Berry is not joining us right now. Because, you know, if he's listening to this, is that his face is twisting. He's like, games aren't for fun.
Yeah, my first fun. Legion experience ever was against Mike Berry, and I will say I learned a lot.
Yeah, that sort of thing will happen when you play somebody who's really good at the game. But I do think that it was important, I think, like, to the website as a whole that this podcast is back, and so you're gonna be sort of like carrying, like, you're gonna have the podcast that's named after the site, and that matters in the sense of, I think it's a good time to remind people who don't know, just because it's not something that we've talked about what the origin story of the name of the Fifth Trooper was, which is to say that when the game was brand new, the Fifth Trooper, of course, was just referring to the extra mini, like, not the heavy weapon, but just like the extra mini that you could put into a squad of like Rebel Troopers or Stormtroopers, which nobody ever took, right? Because it didn't really make a ton of sense. As far as the points investment, they used to be something like, I don't know, 15 points for like literally another Rebel Trooper. And it wasn't a great deal. And so that's where the name came from, I should say, is that the Fifth Trooper was named such because the Fifth Trooper doesn't matter. And I think that that's like a good way to just remember that this is all just like silly stuff. We're playing around with plastic space dolls, pretending that they're shooting at each other and slapping each other and just having a good time. And I think that this podcast is going to like really sort of be bringing that aspect, the community aspect. And along those lines, I do want to mention that there is going to be another co-host of this. It is not going to be me. It's a gentleman named Isaac Pendley. He unfortunately got into a decently bad car wreck. He is okay, but this literally just happened the other day. He said it was okay to share this. I do want to repeat, like, he is fine. As in, he's not admitted to the hospital. He was like a little bit banged up, and he obviously needs to figure out, you know, is his car going to be totaled and all that other fun stuff. When you get old like me, Owen, it'll, you know, like it or not, you often end up experiencing these situations one way or another if you're in a driving place. And I can tell you that it takes up a lot of your time when you get into a big car wreck. So that's the main reason why he's not here, that we're giving him some time to recover. He is currently quite achy. He told me he was moving at maximum speed of 1. So he needs some time for his immobilized tokens to wear off. Along those lines, we're hoping that we're going to be able to like get the episode 1 up, and get like this podcast really up and running in a couple weeks. If he needs more time, then we will get it figured out. But, you know, this podcast is live now. We put it on the feeds for both Notorious Scoundrel and the old TFT feed, just to remind folks of the fact that it exists. So go ahead and resubscribe to that, so that when episode 1 comes, it'll be ready for you. But yeah, Owen, I guess like you were telling me before the show that you already have plans for episodes like months ahead of time, which is really impressive. Like, what are the sort of things that you think you're going to be talking about here?
Yeah, so we'll be talking about things that are not tournament stats, not bold strategies. You know, this is going to be the podcast for you just watched Andor and you want to figure out what Luthen might look like on the battlefield, right? Like, we are going to talk about that kind of thing. We're going to talk about, like, oh, hey, Star Wars Battlefront is back and people are playing it like crazy. And Star Wars Battlefront is a huge influence on the game devs in Legion. And so we're going to have an episode where we dive into that, and we're going to talk about what stuff from Star Wars Battlefront can show up in Legion. What stuff do we want them to kind of continue pulling from there? So there's going to be a lot of stuff that's just kind of like talking about the fandom of Star Wars, but with a little bit of a Legion twist. We're not, you know, ditching Legion at all. We will always bring it back to something like that. We'll also have guides and things of just like, here's how to start painting. Here's where to start buying your armies if you're interested in joining this hobby and how to get involved. I know Isaac wanted to do an episode about like basically finding your community and where to play and things like that. So we'll have an episode about that. You know, this is going to be a lot more of the fun and casual side of the hobby, and we're leaving all of the tournament points and worlds and, you know, the best lists. That's gonna be all Notorious Scoundrels. So if you're looking for tips on how to improve your gameplay, that's going to be over there. If you're looking for things about where to start playing, that's going to be here. You know, if you want to talk about just your love of Star Wars and how Fluttercrafts should just continue be everywhere, that's going to be this one. That'll be here.
That'll actually also be Notorious Scoundrels on that specific topic. I did just want to mention that.
Yeah.
If it's talking about Fluttercraft supremacy, then yeah, both podcasts will cover that.
Basically, you know, to think of this, you know, we're Grogu, they're Din Djarin. You know, we're Snips, they're Annie. That's how we're splitting this up. We're the fun side of Star Wars. You know, we're going to have a lot of blasts with this. It's going to be every other week. We're doing bi-weekly podcasts to just have some fun and show the lighthearted side of the hobby. And to, as Evan said, we're bringing back the name of the Fifth Trooper. So that's, we're restarting it and we're going to go from there. But Notorious Scoundrel isn't going to go anywhere. That will still be there and they will still be talking about all of their stuff. So make sure that you're getting all of your good advice from there and all of your bad advice from over here.
We also do give bad advice sometimes. So I just want to caveat that I don't plan on having a monopoly of bad advice on your podcast. You know, we'll be able to share that load together. But yeah, I'm just super excited. Owen, you impressed me because you already like picked out your own music for this podcast. It's new music, right? And then
we do have a new little intro that we'll be using for the podcast. So I can play that for you now. It'll go something a little bit like this.
Yeah. So when I first heard this, like definitely my first thought was that this sounds like something that, you know, you would be rolling around in your hover car and the dude next to you is like smoking something like what would be a good space drug name, like White Tusk, you know, just something
are wild. They not called Death Sticks? Is that not?
Oh yeah, what? You know, Death Sticks. I feel like the Death Stick vibe is a little bit harsher than the one that you're trying to give with.
Yeah,
this song.
I would also agree with that.
Yeah,
it does seem a little bit harder. But yeah, no, this is. I mean, you know, this is the fun side. I was eyeing how close to Neimos can I get before I get into legal issues.
I think that it would be hilarious if LFL came after us for using the Neimos theme, just the idea of like a fictional top 40 hit, which when you think about it, that is kind of funny, right? Because like as you watch Andor, like that song just keeps coming up. And it seems like that's the only like pop song in the Star Wars universe at that time. And it gets played at weddings, it gets played on the beach. It's like Neimos must be just like killing it on the charts.
It's the Despacito of that era. You know, like it's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll briefly age myself that when I was 18 and working at a pizza place making $5.15 an hour, the song that I truly heard all day every day was Hey Ya. This was 2004 again. I'm just like aging the hell out of myself right here. This is part of why we bring in Owen and Isaac on, by the way, is so that we can get out of the zone of like the close to 40-year-olds that we're in right now.
Yeah, and you guys have done a great job of going from 40-year-olds to 30-year-olds. We're really bringing the age gap.
Well, you know, we're getting closer to the median demographic of Star Wars Legion, right? So it's something. you guys are going to be talking about, or at least you two will be talking about things that are maybe going to be more relevant to the average Legion listener, and I will continue to torture Mike and our guests on Scoundrels about topics that are interesting to me as a nearly 40-year-old man. So that's just something to look forward to on our podcast, but on yours, trending just a little bit younger. Well, Owen, I'm excited. I don't know, like, is there anything else that you wanted to say in terms of a message to sort of like whet the appetite of the people out there in terms of what they're going to be getting from you?
I think we're excited to be here. We're excited to be doing this, and that, you know, we're going to be hitting the ground running with episodes. So be prepared for that. We're going to be talking about the new cards. We'll be talking about the new starter sets. Like, all of that is going to be coming in our first couple episodes here, because it just
good
happens
timing.
It happens to line up very well with, as we were talking about, like, where to start, and the answer
is
those. And so, like, hey, half of our work is done. So we're just going to roll with it and kind of have a good time with it. So yeah, we'll be talking about those things and to what to expect there. And like I said, also trying to be relevant with the Star Wars fandom stuff as well. So, you know, we'll talk about Andor and Star Wars Battlefront and whatever else may come up. You know, we're a little late for Skeleton Crew, so... but we will kind of bring those up from time and time again.
Yeah. You did make me a little bit wistful when you mentioned Battlefront, because I'm not sure if that's coming back anytime soon. But man, I do love that game.
It currently has more players now than it did when it released.
We're
talking about the 2015 Battlefront 2 or 2016 Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it literally has more players now than it did when it released. Like, that's how much it's come back. Like, people are playing it like crazy.
You're talking about PC, I assume?
There's people on Xbox and PlayStation as well.
Oh, it's crossplay. Okay.
So this is cross-platform. In fact, if you don't have a PC, you're having a better experience because all of the hackers are over on the PC side,
hackers,
making it less
fun.
I
heard about the hackers.
We are having a rough time with those.
I can only imagine Ewok Hunt if, like, the Stormtrooper player was hacking the worst thing would be if the Ewok was hacking.
That's pretty much how Ewok Hunt is currently being played right now. No. Is that the Ewoks are hacking, and that they spawn all of the troopers in front of them, and then instantly die.
That's horrifying.
So yeah, it's not great on the PC side for that. But, you know, if you're doing the large battle, Galactic Conquest, things like that, those aren't currently being hacked, and so it's a lot more fun. If people are just, you know, back with their friends and having a good time, and I'm sitting there looking at all of the blaster options on each class and just going, wait a second, I recognize that. That's a Z6. I've got that on my Rebel Troopers. Oh, yeah. I recognize that. That's this blaster. This unit has it. And so there's a lot of those, and I would love to do a deep dive on, like, how powerful those are in the game versus how powerful they are in Legion, and seeing, like, what lines up and which ones that they were just like, this is too good, and then they just, like, nerfed it when they brought it over to Legion.
You're speaking my language, because, like, that was when I started working for this website. That was the very first thing I did, was I wrote the first of a few canon accuracy guides that was, like, just completely off the wall. And I think that I had a great time writing that. Most people were not, like, ready for the level of inanity of the stupid things that I was writing. And now I'm here. It's weird how time flies. I'm glad that you guys are going to be carrying on that sort of a torch, given that, circumstances have forced me against my will to talk about the serious side, quote unquote, of Legion a little bit more often. But I'm super excited to be listening to what you guys make. And, you know, I may show up on this cast from time to time to fill in as necessary. I'm going to try to stay away from it and just, like, let this be your show, because that's, in my opinion, the way that it is going to sort of have its own identity and be higher quality. I'll only have to come on if somebody does besmirch the name of Fluttercraft, like, on air. then there will be consequences for that.
We'll just have, like, a little pop-up of you every time that someone mentions Fluttercraft. You'll just be like, huh? What? Where? Huh?
Yeah.
If we say it too many times and into a mirror,
if you say it three times,
then
like, I'll just show up and camera three is like, hey, I heard you guys are talking about Fluttercraft. I'm super excited. And so please do subscribe to this feed so that when the true episode one comes out, that you'll be able to see it. Hopefully Isaac will be there too. And I now hand the keys over to you. What do you want to say to close things out?
We're excited to be here. We're excited to do this. And I can't wait for all of you guys to join us, everyone to join us on this ride, and hopefully you like what you hear and you like the fun side of this and not just the serious end that the Fifth Trooper has been giving you. So we're excited to be here. As we're going to close every episode, we do it for the love of the game.
All right. Thanks, Owen. Bye, guys.
Bye.